Wendy Harmer on ABC Radio Sydney.
Now, we've talked on Mornings before about the disappearing market gardens of Sydney, and we all know the pressure on rural land at the outer edges of our sprawling city. Well, one council has an idea of tackling this, a way to tackle this. It's a world-first plan. Wallandilly Council are looking at a scheme to reward food production in rural urban areas of Western Sydney. To tell us more, I'm joined by Matt Gould. He's a Wallandilly councillor and he is driving the change. This is a very interesting concept. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Wendy. Thanks for having me.
Tell us how this scheme would work.
Look, the basic concept of the scheme is that it creates a market that rewards productive use of agricultural land by providing farmers with saleable credits based on the value or amount of food that they produce each year. Those credits can then be sold on to developers who can then use those credits to be able to intensify their development.
All right. So the idea is, say I'm growing tomatoes.
Yep.
And I produce X amount of tons of tomatoes. I get a credit from the Wallandilly Shire that I can bank, I guess, with the council. So that when someone buys my property... Can I sell these credits for cash, by the way?
So the whole idea is that that it keeps the land productive. So it's not about when they sell the land.
Right.
It's about when they produce the food, that based on the amount of food that they produce, they're then given credits that they are able to then on-sell to developers.
Right.
They sell those to developers who can then intensify developments elsewhere within the Shire. So that they get a larger number of lots, for instance, and in exchange, they then buy those credits off the farmers, which gives them a supplemental income, and it helps to recognise the importance that the farmers have in Wallandilly.
Well, this is a very interesting one because you're trying to equate, I guess, the value of agriculture with the value of development land in another place. That's quite a complex equation, I would have thought.
Yeah, it is a bit of a outside-the-box way of looking at it, although it is based on some work that's been done by Sydney City Council with a Heritage Force space scheme that they run, and it's just applying that general concept to agriculture. I very strongly believe that there are a lot of benefits to this, to the community as a whole. Our community in Wallandilly very much value our rural lands and the rural living ethos that we have. And what this scheme does is it helps to recognise that and to compensate farmers for the community good that they're providing.
Right.
It also has a number of really significant benefits to the greater community as well.
So how much agriculture is there in your district?
Look, the farm gate value in Wallandilly is about $100 million a year, give or take, but this scheme could easily be expanded to work across the Greater Sydney Basin.
Okay. So in this under this scheme, what happens if the farmer wants to sell their land? Is that allowed?
Look, the farmers can sell their land. This isn't about stopping them from being able to sell.
Yeah.
It's not punitive in that regard. It's more about offering a carrot and... We know that one of the big issues they have is in the peri-urban areas, the land prices go up significantly compared to more regional areas, and they can also have a lot of land use conflict issues. So what this does is it levels that playing field and helps ensure that they can remain viable because most of our farmers are very keen to stay on the land, but they just, you know, the prices... can be a bit of a pressure point for them at times.
Have you worked out any price points on this, Matt?
Look, the scheme at the moment is in its early phases.
Okay.
So what the council are doing at the moment is working on feasibility and talking with neighbouring councils, MacRoc, the Spun Network and Greater Sydney Commission to see if there's any interest at this at a larger scale.
Mm-hmm.
With a scheme such as this, it would work best if it incorporated the whole Greater Sydney area because you get some better economies of scale there.
All right. So let me put it from the point of view of the developer then, just to sort of get a handle on this. I'm a developer. I've got a parcel of land I'd like to develop. I come along to Wallandilly Shire. I say, have you got any farming credits that I can buy? And you say, why, yes, we just so happens that we do. You sell me those credits. The money goes to the farmer, but I get the chance to more intensively develop the piece of land that I have.
That's correct, except the farmer would sell directly to the developer. We would facilitate the plan, but it would be a market-based scheme, so it would be between the farmer and the developer.
But you would help the developer identify which farmers they can go and speak with. That's right. Okay. Oh, well, that's all very interesting, I must say. What's the support like for this one?
Look, so far it's been very promising. It was supported unanimously by the council, and since we've put it up, we've had some in-principle support from the SPUN network, which is the Sydney Peri-Urban Network.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some interest from one of the Greater Sydney Commissioners, and we've had some interest from the New South Wales Farmers Federation. So it's looking very promising, early days, but I really think this could go a long way to addressing the issues that our farmers have in those peri-urban areas of Sydney.
Yeah, well, the peri-urban, I've never really heard what's called the Sydney Peri-Urban Network, but that represents 12 councils, Penrith, Wallandilly, the Blue Mountains as well. Yeah, well, that is all very interesting, Matt. And so what's your next step with this one?
Look, the next step, we'll get the feasibility report back from the council, hopefully in the not too distant future. We'll continue working through trying to get some support from other agencies, from the other councils. And once we've got the scope of where the interest is, we can really start looking at how we implement this.
Okay. And where have you seen it work overseas or anywhere else?
Look, this is a world first scheme as applies to agriculture. Mm-hmm. As I said, it is largely based on the Sydney City Council's Heritage Floor Space Scheme, and that has worked really, really well.
Yep.
And there's a lot of research in this space that suggests that it would be a very successful scheme, but it sort of needed somebody to step in and go, yes, we're willing to be the first ones to try this.
Well, that's really,
and get it going.
It's really an interesting idea, as you say, that you're basing it on a scheme to preserve heritage, and this one is to preserve market gardens and agricultural land. Okay, well, very interesting. Thank you very much for that, Matt.
Not a problem, Wendy. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
ABC Radio Sydney.